giving all praises, honor, and glory to the Most High and the Son, thanking him for another opportunity to get it right, to prove ourselves worthy for his great, terrible, and notable day. Today's class topic is, what will it take for the nation to repent and unify? What will it take? What will it take? You know, we walk around with this notion that it's going to all last forever. That this short and tedious life that we live in will last forever. Not understanding that each and every one of us will pay according to our ways after death. We will pay for our ways, our actions after death. We fail to realize that. Give me Esther chapter 13, verse 18. This is Esther chapter 13, verse 18. Read this out.
This is the book of Esther, chapter 13 and verse 18.
Read.
All Israel, in like manner, cry most earnestly unto the Lord, because their death was before their eyes.
It seems the nation don't see any death coming, any destruction coming, any distress coming. It's like the nation can't see it. They just see the sun shining. All they see is the sun shining in green grass. It said, all Israel in like manner cried most earnestly unto the Lord, because their death was before their eyes.
Right.
We can't see death coming.
Bring it up.
We don't see it. We don't see it. All we want to do is turn up. Make it about ourselves. Make it about self. About our own emotions and feelings. The thing is, our nation, we don't see that death coming.
Hey.
We don't see it. Give me Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 9.
The book of Ecclesiastes chapter 1 and verse 9.
Break it out.
The thing that hath been, it is that which shall be. And that which is done is that which shall be done.
Read.
And there is no new thing under the sun.
There is no new thing under the sun.
Right.
There's no new thing. We have been in captivity before. Been shunned out as disobedient children, rebellious children.
No.
Cast to captivity.
Right.
But see, we all see the glory of the Most High and his power, but we never want to talk about the terribleness of our God.
Bring it out.
You know, we always want to talk about the good, but we never want to talk about the ugly. Hold your breath and imagine not being able to catch another one. Light a lighter to your hand and imagine being able not to put it out.
Bring it out.
See, we never want to talk about the terribleness of God, his anger, his wrath.
Right.
And we neglect it.
Yeah.
We neglect it. It's time for the nation to truly repent and unify, man. It's time for us to truly repent and unify. But what must it take for us to truly repent? First thing, we must acknowledge our sins and confess, man.
Right.
We got to acknowledge our sins and confess. Give me Genesis chapter 6, verse 5. Genesis chapter 6, verse 5.
The book of Genesis chapter 6 and verse 5.
Read.
And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thought of his heart was only evil continually.
Was only evil continually. We got to be real with ourselves. Understanding that we got evil thoughts still going through our mind.
Bring
thoughts of darkness. Thoughts of death. But nobody wants to admit that, man. Let Israel tell it.
Right.
Everybody cleansed and sanctified. Holy art thou. But the scripture tell me that. Read that again now.
And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth.
Read.
And that every imagination of the thought of his heart was evil was only evil continually.
But the Most High tells us that the thoughts of our hearts are evil continually.
Right.
Israel want to acknowledge that and confess, man. So we find out who we are, and we made it. And we made it.
That's right.
But that's far from the case, man. We got to acknowledge that some of us got gossiping, murder, spirits on us.
Bring that out.
Hateful spirits on us. Jealous spirits on us. Malicious spirits on us. Covetous spirits on us. Envying spirits on us. Envious thoughts, covetous thoughts. We have to acknowledge these things. But Israel don't want to be real with themselves, man. Some of us got to acknowledge that we just haters.
That's right.
That we love to see our brother and our sister outshine us.
Bring that up.
That we love, that we hate to see our people outdo us. We have to admit and acknowledge these things before our God. That's the only way. But let Israel tell it, man. Nope, I guess nobody having bad thoughts going through their minds that they need to be cleansed.
Bring that up.
Having evil thoughts in their mind that need to be purged out.
That's right.
Evil thoughts and hate towards their brother and their sister. I guess we all got to figure it out.
Right.
I guess we walk around in whole white garments. Spot free.
Wake them up.
But Israel tell it, man, we find out who we are. We done made it. But in actuality, in order for the nation to truly repent, man, we got to acknowledge that the thoughts of our heart are only evil continually, man.
Right.
Give me Jeremiah 17:9.
The book of Jeremiah. Chapter 17 and verse 9.
Read.
The heart is deceitful above all things.
It says a man's mind is deceitful above all things. I don't want to talk about this, man. That our mind could be deceitful. I'm proud of our life deceived us. That our mind deceiveth us.
Right.
We don't want to acknowledge these things. All we do is see the green. All we do is see the sun shining, the green grass. Read that again up.
The heart is deceitfully. The heart is deceitfully above all things.
The heart is deceitful above all things.
Right.
Read.
And desperately wicked.
And what?
And desperately wicked.
And what?
And desperately wicked.
Mind desperately wicked. Israel tell it, man, we got it all figured out. You better take heed. Start crying out before the Most High and His Son.
That's right.
Because I see death before me.
Bring it out.
I see the death and destruction coming.
That's right.
As we all out to.
That's right.
We ain't got no time to waste. It's time to clean up.
That's right.
It's time to clean up our acts and truly repent and confess. Read on.
People, who can know it?
Who can what?
Who can know
it? Who can know the heart and the mind of a man and a woman?
Right.
Who can know it? It looks good from the outside, but the inside may be full of darkness.
That's right.
Hate. Evil. Read on.
I, the Lord, search the heart.
The Lord said, I, the Lord, search the heart. Read.
I try the rein, even to give every man according to his way.
Read.
And according to the fruit of his doings.
And according to the fruit of his doings. Israel, understand. They got fruits growing and they don't see. They don't want to talk about the rotten right. fruits they got protruding off of them. They holding on to that one good fruit, got a back full of rotten fruits.
Bring it out.
Holding on to that one good fruit, got a whole body full of rotten fruits. Time for us to be real and confess, man.
Right.
It's time for us to be real and confess that we're full of hate and we don't know how to love. Luke chapter 6, verse 45. Luke chapter 6, verse 45. How can we come together and not acknowledge that we have dark thoughts, evil thoughts, that we must be cleansed? We can't unify and truly repent because we haven't cleansed. Read this up.
The book of Luke, chapter 6 and verse 45.
Read.
A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good.
A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good. But read.
An evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil.
So a person in darkness bringeth forth that which is evil. But right. This is how you could tell. Read.
For of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaketh.
For the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaketh. I don't see nothing positive going around in Israel, man. We're full of the spirit of debate.
Bring that out.
It's full of the spirit of deceit.
That's right.
And we got to watch the things, the words that we say. Because somebody ain't going to say it, they truly don't mean it.
That's right.
Watch how we talk to your brother. Let's watch how we talk to our sisters. Let's watch how we talk to our husbands and our wives. Because at the end of the day, for the abundance of the heart, his mouth speak.
Right.
Man gonna speak what's on his mind.
That's right.
It's time to confess, Israel, that our minds are tainted and corrupt. That we must cleanse our minds first.
Right.
Acknowledge that we are wicked in the minds and cleanse it. And cleanse it. Give me Matthew chapter 15, verse 19. Read this up.
The book of Matthew, chapter 15 and verse 19. For out of the heart proceeded evil thoughts.
For out of our mind proceeded evil thoughts. And when these evil thoughts come, we think everything's 100. It's a part of it. No, man, we got to acknowledge that. It's darkness and evil.
Wake them up, right?
We have to acknowledge that it's darkness and evil and confess it.
Right.
And ask to be cleansed. Read that again, huh?
For out of the heart proceeded evil thoughts.
Read.
Murder.
Man, who had a thought of hate towards their brother. And when you do these things, you have to acknowledge it as darkness and go in the way of understanding.
Right.
Sister got a evil thoughts towards her sister. That is darkness.
That's right.
Sister, that is darkness. Any evil thought towards your brother or your sister, that is darkness.
Bring
that is
out.
Death. That is evil.
That's right.
And we have to acknowledge these things. Read that again.
For out of the heart proceeded evil thoughts.
Read.
Murder.
What?
Murder.
What?
Murder.
You have to acknowledge any evil thought towards your brother is darkness. And that is murder. Regardless what camp he's with, regardless what banner he's under, should no evil thought be thought towards your own brother, man.
That's
and
right.
If it do you, we must acknowledge it.
Right.
And confess it before the Lord that is darkness. Read.
Murder. Adultery.
What?
Adultery.
Adulteries. Looking at another brother's wife.
That's right.
Sister looking at another sister's husband.
Hey.
That is adultery.
That's right.
And these thoughts that come in our mind, we must acknowledge it and confess it.
That's right.
Acknowledge it and confess it as darkness. Read.
Fornication.
Read.
Theft.
Read on.
False witness. Blasphemy.
Bring it up louder. Read on.
These are the things which defile a man.
These are the things which defile the man.
Right.
These are the things which defile the man. Is there a time for us to be real with ourselves and confess before the Lord?
Right.
It's time for us to confess before the Lord. Give me Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 12. Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 12. Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 12.
The book of the Wisdom of Solomon. Chapter 1 and verse 12. Seek not death in the era of your life.
Let's not seek death in the error of our life.
That's right.
Let's not seek that death in the error of our life.
No.
Read.
For and pull not upon yourself destruction with the works of your
hands. With the works of our hands. Let's take heed to ourselves and cleanse our mind of the evil and the darkness therein. Walking in light, which is pure love.
Right.
Which is pure love. Read.
For God made not death, neither hath he pleasure in the destruction of the living.
Neither have he pleasure in the destruction of the living. Give me 2 Esdras chapter 9, verse 10. 2 Esdras chapter 9, verse 10. Read this up.
The book of 2 Esdras chapter 9 and verse 10.
Read.
For such as in their life have received benefits and have not known me.
You got some of them still prospering and still refuse to hearken and submit to the power.
Bring that out.
Still refusing. Read on.
And they that have loathed my law while they had yet liberty, and when as yet placed.
And they that have loathed my law while they had yet liberty, and when as yet place of repentance was open unto them, understood not. Read.
But despise it.
But what?
But despise it.
But what?
But despise it.
They despise it.
That's right.
The nation won't truly repent and unify because they despise the law. They despise it. But what fulfills the law? What fulfills the law? Give me Galatians 6 or 2. No, no. Give me James chapter 2, verse 8.
The book of James, chapter 2 and verse 8.
Read.
If ye fulfill the royal law according to the scripture.
If you fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, read.
That thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.
We have a hard time loving one another.
Bring that out.
You can't seem to love one another as thyself. We can't seem to do it. We can't seem to do it.
That's right.
Go back to 2 Esdras. 2 Esdras 9 and 10. Start at verse 11.
2 Esdras chapter 9 and verse 11.
Read.
And they that have loathed my law.
And they that have loathed my law.
While they had liberty. While they yet had liberty. And when as yet place of repentance was open unto them.
Understood not.
But departed.
But despised it. But despised it.
That's right.
Now all Christ is telling us to do. If you feel the royal law according to the scripture, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.
That's right.
And we the ones making it so hard, calling all the deep sayings, the deep parables, the deep mysteries. And all he's telling is to love your brother and your sister as thyself.
That's right.
That's all he's telling us to do. But we are the ones that's making it so hard. But read on up. Verse 12.
The saint must know it after death by pain.
The ones that despise the love for their brother and their sister, that despise repentance, the same must know it after death by pain.
Right.
We fail to realize that we will answer for our ways after death.
That's right.
We fail to realize that we're going to pay for it.
Right.
All the hate we dished out. The murmurs, the gossip, the evil eye, the envy, the covetousness, maliciousness. We tend to forget that the same must know it after death by pain. That we're going to know it. We're going to pay for it after death by pain.
Bring that up.
Time for us to wake up, man. Because I see that death coming. I see it. I see it.
Right.
That our life ain't nothing but a vapor to the Most High and the Son.
That's right.
We see it. I see it. Well, I've got breath in me. I love my brother, my sister, as myself. Love my God with all my strength, all my soul, all my might. And with every ounce in me. 2 Esdras chapter 7, verse 56. 2 Esdras chapter 7, verse 56.
The book of 2 Esdras, chapter 7 and verse 56.
Read.
For while we lived and committed iniquity.
For while we lived and committed iniquity. What fulfills the, and we commanded to live like Christ? And what fulfills the law of Christ is bearing ye one another burdens. What fulfills the word of law? Love your brother and your sister as thyself. Love working no ill will towards his neighbor.
Right.
But for while we lived and committed iniquity, we
consider not that we should begin to suffer for it after death.
People don't understand we're going to have to suffer for these things.
That's right.
It's an easy thing unto the Lord to reward a man according to his ways in the day of death.
That's right.
So we don't want to think about that. We just see the sun shining and green grass. Here's where the time is to take heed to ourselves and examine ourselves. This is going to take for the nation to truly repent and unify. But first, they got to see that death before their eyes. First, we got to see that death before our eyes. Give me Ecclesiasticus, chapter 14, verse 11. Sirach, chapter 14, verse 11.
The book of Sirach, chapter 14 and verse 11.
Read.
My son, according to thy ability, do good to thyself, and give the Lord his due offering.
My son, according to thy ability, do good unto thyself, and give the Lord his due offering. Read.
Remember that death will not be long in coming.
Everybody got to understand, we all going to have to be on our deathbed one day. Each and every one of us.
That's right.
Remember that death will not be long in coming. Read.
And that the covenant of the grave is not true unto thee.
Read on.
Do good unto thy friend before thou die.
Do good unto thy friend before thou die. Simple. But we make it so hard. Just love your brother and your sister as thyself.
That's right.
But we make it so hard. Read that again.
Do good unto thy friend before thou die.
I'm telling you, Most High come as a thief in the night.
That's right.
If it come upon me at any time.
That's right.
So how can I live this short life full of hate? Being envious towards my brother, being covetous.
Right.
With murder in my heart. How? Read on.
And according to thy ability, stretch out thy hand and give to him.
Man, just do good by your brother and your sister.
That's right.
That's all he's saying. That's all he's saying, man. That's all the power commanded us to do. We make it so hard. Give me Romans chapter 12, verse 3. Romans chapter 12, verse 3.
The book of Romans, chapter 12.
Start at verse 2.
And verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind.
But be ye transformed by the what?
By the renewing of your mind.
So what does it truly mean to be transformed? By the renewing of our mind. What does it truly mean? 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 22. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 22.
The book of 1 Peter, chapter 1 and verse 22. Seeing ye have purified your soul and obeyed the truth through the Spirit unto unfriend love of the brethren.
That seeing ye have purified your souls and obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren. Unfeigned love, pure light for one another. Pure love for one another. Read.
See that ye love one another with a pure heart, fervently.
Seeing that ye love one another with a pure heart, fervently. But we make it so hard. We get so lost in the chariots and the dark sands, man. When it's so simple in Christ. Right. It's so simple. It could all be so simple. But we the ones that make it hard.
Right.
We the ones that make it hard. Go back to Romans. Chapter 12 and verse 2.
The book of Romans, chapter 12 and verse 2.
Read.
And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Read on.
That ye prove what is good.
That ye may prove what is good. And acceptable and perfect will of God. That is that good and acceptable, perfect will of God.
Right.
And then that's unfeigned love towards one another. But we make it so hard. We make it so hard.
Right.
We make it so hard. Read on.
For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think.
My problem is, man, we begin to think of ourselves more highly than we ought to think.
Right.
That's our problem.
That's right.
We get so caught up in the image that Babylon created. And we take it to our head. We take it to our head. Give me Galatians chapter 6, verse 3. Galatians chapter 6, verse 3.
The book of Galatians, chapter 6, verse 3.
Read.
For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself.
For if a man or woman think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself.
That's right.
Israel is still walking in the ways of this world, man. Still haven't separated themselves. Guess what? In all extra, they lovers of themselves.
That's right.
Tell you, everywhere you look, you got to self. Somebody going to take a picture of themselves. Making it all about self. What about the nation? What can your picture and your statuses do for the nation? What a sacrifice. What a love. Everybody's going to put their 2 cents in, man. Making it about them. Making it about them. Like this truth that this, like this world revolves around them.
Mm.
But God tells not to do that, man. God tells not to do these things. Give me Romans 12 and 1. Romans chapter 12, verse 1.
The book of Romans, chapter 12, and verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God.
Read.
That ye present yourselves a living sacrifice.
That ye present your bodies a living sacrifice. Read.
Holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service.
Which is your reasonable service. It's going to take sacrifice, man. Put that pride and ego aside.
That's right.
In order for us to truly repent and unify, we got to put that pride and ego aside.
Right.
Give me Proverbs 6, verse 6. Hope that I read a little louder. Proverbs 6 and 6. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 6. Read this, huh?
The book of Proverbs, chapter 6 and verse 6. Go to the ant.
Do what?
Go to the ant.
Read.
Thou sluggard, consider her ways and be wise.
And be what?
And be wise.
It's time for us to truly consider the ant, thou sluggard.
That's right.
It's time for us to consider the ant. Putting away your ego, putting your pride aside. And operate as that one body of Christ.
Right.
Give me Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4.
The book of Ephesians, chapter 4 and verse 4. There is one body and one spirit.
Read.
Even as ye are called in one hope.
Read.
Of your calling.
Read on.
One Lord.
One Lord. Read.
One faith.
Read.
One baptism.
Read.
One God and Father of all.
Read on.
Who is above all and through all and in you all.
And in us all.
Right.
One body in Christ.
That's right.
One body in Christ. Everybody playing their part. And in order to do so, we must confess that we continually got evil continually in our mind and acknowledge it and truly repent to unfeigned love towards each other.
Right.
Unfeigned love towards each other. Give me the book of Ezra, chapter 10, verse 10. Ezra, chapter 10, verse 10. Ezra, chapter 10, verse 10. When you get there, read it out. Ezra, chapter 10, verse 10. Right after Chronicles. Right after Chronicles. Thing is with the nation, man. Time for us to truly confess. Acknowledge our ways and confess. Read this out.
The book of Ezra, chapter 10 and verse 10. And Ezra, the priest, stood up and said unto them, ye have transgressed and have taken strange wives to increase the trespass of Israel.
So I'm telling you, when we came into this troop, came to knowledge of who he is, took on strange wives. Loving everything but each other.
Right up.
Loving everything but Christ. So worried about the sands, the chariots. 50% of our brothers want to be rappers.
That's right.
Not putting the nation first. We have transgressed and have taken strange wives. Read. Oh. Read on
now. Now therefore.
To increase the trespass of Israel. Read.
Now therefore. Make confession unto the Lord.
Do God. What?
Now therefore. Make confession unto the Lord God.
Now therefore. Make confession to the Lord God. Read.
Of your father. And do his blessing.
It's time for us to confess, man.
Right.
Time for us to truly confess that we've been walking in darkness. Time for us to truly acknowledge our ways. And read on.
And separate yourselves from the people of the land and from the strange wives.
Read on.
Then all the congregation answered and said with a loud voice, as thou hast said, so must we do.
So must we what?
So must we do.
So must we do. Give me right. Psalms chapter 32 verse 5. Psalms chapter 32 verse 5. Read this out.
The book of Psalms chapter 32 and verse 5.
Read.
I acknowledge my sin.
Some of us got to be real with ourselves, man. We got hate spirits on us.
That's right.
And darkness, murmuring, gossiping, full of hate. It's time for us to acknowledge it before the Lord. So I acknowledge my sin unto thee. Read.
And mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgression, unto the Lord.
Read.
And thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin.
In order to be forgiven, we must confess and be 100 with ourselves.
Right.
That we still got evil thoughts. Right. Still got darkness in our mind.
That's right.
Confess it and acknowledge it. It's time for us to walk with Christ.
That's right.
Give me Matthew chapter 8, verse 22. Matthew chapter 8, verse 22. Read this out.
The book of Matthew chapter 8 and verse 22. But Yahushua said unto him.
Read.
Follow me and let the dead bury the dead.
It's time for us to follow Christ.
That's right.
It's time for us to get on that cross and follow Christ. Put our ego and our pride to the side and following Christ. But how do one walk like Christ? How does one walk like Christ? We the ones that make it so hard when it's all so simple. When it's all so simple. But hold on. Give me John chapter 14, verse 6. John chapter 14, verse 6. The only way the nation truly is going to repent and unify is through Christ. Read this up.
The book of John chapter 14 and verse 6. Yahushua said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
He is the only way, the truth, and the life. Read.
No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
That's right.
Give me John chapter 15, verse 10. John chapter 15, verse 10.
This is the book of John chapter 15 and verse 10.
Read.
If ye keep my commandment, ye shall abide in my love.
If you keep, Christ is telling us, if we keep his commandment, ye shall abide in his love. Read.
Even as I have kept my Father's commandment and abide in his love.
Read on.
These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full.
Read.
This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you.
What does Christ command us to do?
Love one another as I have loved you.
What does all Christ command us to do?
Love one another as I love you.
Read.
Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends.
Greater love have no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends.
That's right.
Read on.
Ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth, I call you not servants.
That's all I want on that. Give me John chapter 14, verse 21. John chapter 14, verse 21.
The book of John, chapter 14 and verse 21.
Read.
He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me.
Read.
And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself unto him.
I'm telling you, it's the only way. And it starts with loving our brother as ourselves. That's one hard thing to do, man. See, the easiest thing is the hardest thing to do. We the ones that make it hard.
Right.
We the ones that make it hard. Give me Romans chapter 13, verse 8.
The book of Romans chapter 13 and verse 8. Owe no man anything.
Read.
But to love one another. For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law.
For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. Why do we make it so hard?
Bring it out.
Why do we make it so hard?
Right.
When all we is commanded is to love one another. Read on up.
For this Thou shalt not commit adultery.
Because when you love one another as you want to be treated, you ain't going to commit adultery because you don't want nobody doing that to you.
That's right.
We don't.
Thou shalt not kill.
You don't want nobody hate. You're not going to hate nobody because you don't want nobody hating you. Read.
Thou shalt not steal.
Not steal. You don't want nobody stealing from you. Read on.
Thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou shalt not covet.
You're not going to lie and be fake because you want nobody lying and being fake to you. It's very simple, but we make it so hard. Read on.
Thou shalt not covet. And if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying. Namely,
read.
Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.
It's hard for us to love each other, man. Right. Israel must learn how to love.
Bring it up.
And the only way is through Christ. Having unfeigned love towards one another. Right. Read on.
Love worketh no ill to his neighbor.
Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Because when you truly love your brother, how could you have any negative thoughts towards him?
Bring that up.
Because if you truly love your sister, how can you have any negative thoughts towards her?
Mm.
And if you do, that's darkness.
That's right.
That's death. That's evil. We got to acknowledge that. Verse 10, read that again.
Love worketh no ill to his neighbor.
Read.
Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law.
Love is the fulfilling of the law.
Right.
We make it so hard. Brother still want to debate about the Zeke Zeeks.
Bring that up.
When all you got to do is love one another.
Hey.
Brothers want to debate about the chariots. All you got to do is love one another, man.
That's right.
Chariots are going to deliver my soul.
That's right.
Love will. Matthew 22:36. Matthew 22:36.
The book of Matthew, chapter 22 and verse 36.
Read.
Master, which is the great commandment in the law?
Read on.
Yahweh shall say unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind.
All he commanded to do is love the Most High with all thy soul, all thy heart, all thy mind. Reference him 24/7. Give him, showing forth praises unto him 24/7.
Right.
Walking in his spirit 24/7. Knowing that if I have an evil eye towards my brother, that's darkness. That's evil.
Right.
I'm lusting after his wife, that's evil. That's darkness.
That's right.
I'm lying to my brother, that's evil. That's dark. That's not walking in the spirit of the Most High. It can all be so easy, but we make it hard. All he commands us to do is to walk in the fear of him. But read on.
This is the first and great commandment.
Read.
And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.
Read on.
On these two commandments hang all the law, that's right, and the prophets.
That is the whole doctrine.
That's right.
Love the Most High and the Son with everything they got, and treat your brother as thyself.
That's right.
It's all we commanded to do, but we make it so hard. We the ones making it so hard.
That's right.
Give me Galatians chapter 6, verse 2. Galatians chapter 6, verse 2.
The book of Galatians, chapter 6 and verse 2. Bear ye one another's burden.
Caring about one another.
Right.
Bear ye one another's burden. Just simply caring about one another. Fearing for one another.
Right.
Loving one another. Read.
And so fulfill the law of Christ.
That's all we commanded to do. Fulfill the law of Christ. But we make it so hard. Galatians 5 and 14.
The book of Galatians, chapter 5 and verse 14. For all the law is fulfilled in one word.
Read.
Even in this.
All the law is fulfilled in one word. Many times have you heard, 613 commandments. It's all fulfilled in one word. Read.
Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.
When you love your brother as thyself, you ain't got to worry about sin offerings.
That's right.
Israel, we make it hard than what it is. We make it harder than what it is.
Right.
Give me Romans chapter 15, verse 1. Hold on, let me see if that's what I want. See, that's what I want. Read this up.
The book of Romans, chapter 15 and verse 1.
Read.
We then that are strong are to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves.
You in the truly in the spirit, man. You bearing the infirmity of the nation.
That's right.
Word about the nation and not yourself. Not your own camp. Read.
Let every one of us place his neighbor for his good to edification.
Read.
For even Christ pleased not himself.
See, when you follow, when you're in the spirit of Christ, you're not in it for yourself to please yourself. As soon as you turn on that phone, everybody by self walking the pride of their life with a big fist up. Just want to show the world how good their life going.
Right.
Just want to boast. That is an evil, man. Because I don't know about y'all, I see the devil before my eyes.
Bring it up.
I got best to do good by my brother, by my sister, so I may find mercy in that day of death. Read that again.
For even Christ pleased not himself.
Read.
But as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproach thee fell upon me.
Fell upon what?
Fell upon me.
Give me Zechariah chapter 8, verse 16. Zechariah chapter 8, verse 16. Zechariah chapter 8, verse 16.
The book of Zechariah, chapter 8, and verse 16.
We can make it so easy, but we make it so hard. Read this out.
These are the things that ye shall do.
Most High, he tells us, plain and simple, the things that we shall do. Read.
Speak ye every man the truth to his neighbor.
Speak ye every man the truth to his neighbor. Read.
Execute the judgment of truth and peace in your gates.
Read on.
And let none of you imagine evil in your heart against his neighbor.
Let none of us imagine evil in our heart against our neighbor, against our brother, against our sister. So simple. Read on.
And love no false oath, for all these are the things that I hate, saith the Lord.
Saith who?
Saith the Lord.
For the Lord hate when we imagine evil in our minds towards our brother and our sister.
That's right.
That's one thing we need to acknowledge and confess. Keep it 100 with ourselves. Because the judgment of death will come upon you as a thief in the night.
That's right.
It's going to come upon you as a thief in the night. Give me Ecclesiasticus chapter 30, verse 22.
The book of Sirach, chapter 30 and verse 22.
Read.
The gladness of the heart is the light of man.
The gladness of your heart is the light of a man. Read.
And the joyfulness of a man prolongeth his days.
And the joyfulness of a man prolongeth his days.
Right.
How can we live a short and tedious life full of anger and hate?
Bring that up.
How? Understand that we're going to begin to suffer for it after death? How? Read.
Love thine own soul and comfort thine heart. Remove sorrow far from thee.
Remove that sorrow, that pain far from you. Remove it. That darkness far from you. Read.
For sorrow hath killed many.
Because what does that darkness do?
For sorrow hath killed
many. What does that hate do?
For sorrow hath killed
many. It'll get you killed.
Right.
It'll get you killed.
That's right.
It'll get you killed. Read on.
And there is no profit therein.
Read on.
Envy and wrath shortening the life.
Envy and wrath shortening the life. We ain't got time to be living like that. Our death is upon us. We know what to do. It's time for us to repent and love each other.
That's right.
And raise up the nation.
That's right.
Read on.
And cheerfulness bringeth age before the time.
Read.
A cheerful and good heart will have a cure of his meat and diet.
Give me 1 Maccabees, chapter 2, verse 40.
The book of 1 Maccabees.
Started, my bad, Schlocky. Start at verse 39.
The book of 1 Maccabees, chapter 2, and verse 39.
Read.
Now, when Matthias and his friends.
Now, when Matthias and his friends, read.
Understood whereof they mourn for them right sore.
Real man's the Most High mourn for the nation.
Right.
Real man's of the Most High will mourn for the nation. I'm saying it again. Real man's of the Most High will mourn for the nation.
That's right.
Read.
And one of them said to another, if we all do as our brethren have done.
If we all do as our brethren have done, walking around full of hate, defying one another. Jealous spirits on each other. Spirit of competition. Envying one another. Covetous one another. Read.
And fight not for our lives and law against the heathen.
Not truly repent and love one another and fight together for our laws against these other nations. Read.
They will now quickly root us out of the earth.
We're going to quickly get rooted out of this earth.
Bring that up.
We're going to get quickly rooted out of this earth.
Right.
Real man's of the Most High, we mourn for the nation.
That's right.
Fuck I'm doing got a time to debate against my brother.
Hey.
Posting pictures of myself, making it about myself. With my nation catching hell.
Hello.
Read.
At that time, therefore, they decreed. Say, whosoever shall come to make battle with us on the Shabbat day, we will fight against him. Neither will we die all as our brethren that were murdered in the secret place.
Real man to the Most High, we mourn for the nation. And we're coming together, putting our pride aside.
That's right.
But Israel, tell it, man. Ain't no love here. Ain't no love, man. Give me Psalm chapter 119, verse 126. Psalm chapter 119, verse 126. Ain't no love out here, man. And this is what the Most High command us to do.
Right.
Psalm chapter 119, verse 126.
The book of Psalms, chapter 119 and verse 126.
Read.
It is time for thee. Work. It is time for thee, Lord. To work.
It is time for thee, Lord, to work.
For,
it is time for the Spirit of Christ to work. It's time. It is time. Because read.
For they have made void thy law.
Because they have made void thy law. What fulfills the law? What fulfills it?
No.
James 2 and 8. It's time for us to work because they make void the law. What is the law that they make void? What is it that the nation makes void? Read.
The book of James, chapter 2 and verse 8. If ye fulfill the royal law according to the scriptures.
Read.
Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.
Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thy what?
As thyself.
It's time for us to work, Israel.
That's right.
Because they make void the law.
Bring it out.
Let us love, man, the love for the brethren. Unfeigned love for the brethren. Go back to Psalms chapter 119, verse 126. Psalms chapter 119, verse 126.
The book of Psalms, chapter 119 and verse 126. It is time for thee, Lord, to work.
It's time for us to work.
Right.
It's time for us to follow Christ's work. Read. Right.
For they have made void thy law.
They have made void thy law of love, man. They have made void the love for the brethren. They have made it void. Read.
Therefore, I love thy commandments above gold. Yeah, above gold. Above fine gold. Therefore, I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right. And I hate every false way.
And we do what?
Hate every false way.
Real man's most high gonna hate every false way.
That's right.
The nation is walking in a false way, man. It's time to be 100 with ourselves, repent and acknowledge the evils of our doings, the right. evilness and darkness in our minds. Confess it for the Lord and repent to yeah. unfeigned love for the brethren. Then we will unify under Christ. On that note, Shalom.